අද විශේෂකරු සාකච්ඡා කරන්න අපි ආරාධනා කළා සුමිත් සිරිවර්ධන මහතාට සහ දුලානිද සිල්වා මහත්මියට.
Good evening dear children and all. You are listening to Rajarata Guru Gedara in this program. Children, are you keeping well? Stay at home and be safe. I am Mr. Sumit Sirivardhana.
I am Miss Dulani De Silva.
Grade 6, 7, 8 and 9 children, we welcome you all for today's program. Adaraniya duwe puthe, adat supurudu paradi apa soodanam wanne 6, 7, 8 saha 9 wasara wala ඉගෙන ගන්න ඔබට අලුත් ඉංග්‍රීසි පාඩමක් ඉදිරිපත් කිරීමටයි. Okay children, are you ready with your book and a pen? Today, Sanuli and Ransilu are here with us. They are from our Swarnapali Girls School. Children, do you love cricket?
Yes, sir. Are you going to watch a cricket match, sir?
Yes, children. How many players are fielding in the playground?
Sir, normally 11 players are there in a cricket match. Here also, there are 11 players in the ground.
Who else are there in the ground?
There are many people, sir. There are two batsmen in the cricket pitch. They are discussing something.
I can see a crowd of spectators in the pavilion. They are cheering the players. Some people are dancing and clapping.
Yes, children. Now I can see a bowler. Oh, he is arranging the fielders. Now, the captain is running towards him. And he is giving advices to him. Okay, children. Let's listen to this cricket commentary.
Today is a very special day for Sri Lankan cricket fans. We are here today at P. Saravanamuthu Stadium in Colombo to begin the second test match between Sri Lanka and Australia. We can see now two umpires are in the middle of the grounds. They are discussing something about the match, I think. And the pavilion is filled with spectators. They are eagerly waiting for the encounter. We can also see media personalities are getting ready to give a live coverage of the match to their viewers. The chief umpire, Siddharth Vettamuni, is talking to his colleagues. Now, cricketers from the both teams are coming to the grounds. All the spectators here are standing and cheering for both teams. Now, the leaders of the two teams are introducing their team members to each other. Everything is ready to start the match now.
Children, my listeners, listen to it again and see the way he is describing the arrangement of the cricket match. Imagine the situation. Duwe puthe, oba nawatha warak mema cricket vicharayata sawan denna. Oba mema cricket tarangayata soodanam wana aakaraya obe sithe mawa ganna utsaha karanna.
Today is a very special day for Sri Lankan cricket fans. We are here today at P. Saravanamuthu Stadium in Colombo to begin the second test match between Sri Lanka and Australia. We can see now two umpires are in the middle of the grounds. They are discussing something about the match, I think. And the pavilion is filled with spectators. They are eagerly waiting for the encounter. We can also see media personalities are getting ready to give a live coverage of the match to their viewers. The chief umpire, Siddharth Vettamuni, is talking to his colleagues. Now, cricketers from the both teams are coming to the grounds. All the spectators here are standing and cheering for both teams. Now, the leaders of the two teams are introducing their team members to each other. Everything is ready to start the match now.
Now, you can remember how he describes that situation to create a picture in your mind. As examples, two umpires are in the middle of the ground. They are discussing something. Spectators are eagerly waiting for the encounter. We can see media personalities are getting ready. All the spectators are standing and cheering. Okay, children, my listeners, let's learn how to describe a situation or a picture like this. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ, අපි අද ඉගෙන ගන්න හදන්නේ මෙවැනි අවස්ථාවක් හෝ දෙන ලද පින්තූරයක් විස්තර කිරීමටයි. Today our lesson is picture descriptions. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ, අද අපේ පාඩම පින්තූර විස්තර කිරීමයි. මුලින්ම අප ඔබට සජීවී ක්‍රිකට් විස්තර විචාරයකට සවන් දීමට සැලැස්සුවා. එය අප පින්තූර විස්තර කරන ආකාරය ප්‍රායෝගිකව යොදා ගන්නා අවස්ථාවක්. You also can try to give a cricket commentary after learning the lesson today. ඔබටත් මෙම පාඩම ඉගෙනගෙන එයට උත්සාහ කරන්න පුළුවනි. Now you all get ready for the lesson. You have a challenge. Children, now you are going to draw a picture according to my instructions. දැන් දරුවනේ, මම ඔබට පුංචි අභියෝගයක් දෙනවා. මම කියන දේ ඔබට අඳින්න පුළුවනිද බලමු. පළමුව, මෙය හිතේ මවා ගන්න. You are going to draw a garden. It is a beautiful garden with many flowers, trees, bees, birds, and butterflies. Your family members seem to be busy in the garden. දුවේ පුතේ, අප අඳින පින්තූරයේ තිබෙන්නේ ඔබේ ගෙවත්තයි. එය බොහොම ලස්සනයි. එය මල්, ගස්, කුරුල්ලන්, මීමැස්සන් හා සමනලුන්ගෙන් පිරී තිබේ. පේන විදිහට ඔබගේ පවුලේ සමාජිකයින් ගෙවත්තේ බොහොම කාර්යබහුලයි. Okay, children, now listen carefully and draw the picture. දරුවනේ, දැන් අපි අඳින්න පටන් ගමු. හොඳින් සවන් දෙන්න. This is a picture of a garden. There is a tree in the garden. There is a flock of birds in the tree. There is a hive of bees in the tree. The sun is shining brightly in the sky. There is a bed of roses under the tree. Butterflies are sucking nectar. Sister is watering the plants near the bed of roses. Mother is cleaning the garden while brother is playing cricket. They seem to be busy in the garden. Listen to me again. දරුවනේ, මම නැවතත් විස්තරය ලබා දෙනවා. හොඳින් සවන් දෙන්න, පින්තූරය ඇඳගන්න. This is a picture of a garden. There is a tree in the garden. There is a flock of birds in the tree. There is a hive of bees in the tree. The sun is shining brightly in the sky. There is a bed of roses under the tree. Butterflies are sucking nectar. Sister is watering the plants near the bed of roses. Mother is cleaning the garden while brother is playing cricket. They seem to be busy in the garden. I think now you all have drawn the picture. Ransilu, show me what you drawn on the paper. Wow, beautiful. You drawn it correctly.
Thank you, sir.
Children, my listeners, now you all can answer my questions while listening to us and correct your answers. Ransilu, tell me, what are the objects and animals you've drawn on the paper?
Okay, sir. Here. There is a tree in the garden. There is a flock of birds in the tree. There is a hive of bees in the tree. And also, there is a bed of roses under the tree. There is a tree in the garden. There is a flock of birds in the tree. There is a hive of bees in the tree. And also, there is a bed of roses under the tree.
ඔව් දුවේ පුතේ, අපි දැන් සාකච්ඡා කළ පරිදි පින්තූරයක ඇති දේවල් සහ සතුන් objects and animals විස්තර කිරීමේදී there is හෝ there are යන වාක්‍ය රටාව භාවිතා කරනවා. එයින් ඉන්නවා හෝ තිබෙනවා යන අර්ථය ගන්නවා. අපි විස්තර කරන දේ objects, animals, or people. ඒක වචන නම් ක්‍රියාපදයේ ලෙස is the, බහුවචන නම් ක්‍රියාපදය are ලෙසද භාවිතා කරනවා. My dear children, when we describe the things in a picture, usually we use there is or there are. When the object is singular, we use is as the verb. When the object is plural, we use are as the verb. දුවේ පුතේ, අපි දැන් there is හෝ there are යන වාක්‍ය රටාව භාවිතා කර ඔබ අඳින ලද පින්තූරය විස්තර කරමු. එම පින්තූරයට යටින් මෙම වාක්‍ය ලියාගමු. Children, let's write down some example sentences using there is or there are to describe the picture you drawn. They are T H E R E. There is a tree in the picture. T H E R E. There is I S a tree. T R double E. In I N in the T H E picture. P I C T U R E picture. There is a tree in the picture. පින්තූරයේ ගසක් තිබෙනවා. There is a bed of roses under the T-H-E tree. T-R-double-E. There is a bed of roses under the tree. ගසයට රෝස පාත්තියක් තිබෙනවා. දුවේ පුතේ, a bed of roses collective noun එකක්. අපි කලින් පාඩමේ collective nouns ඉගෙන ගත්තා. There is a hive of bees in the tree. T H E R E. There. Is a hive. H-I-V-E. Hive. Of bees. O-F. Bees. B-double-E-S. Bees. In the tree. T-H-E. T. R double E in the tree. There is a hive of bees in the tree. Gase mee wadayak tibenawa. Okay, my dear children and listeners, let's get an idea about the structures. There are by listening to this song.
There's a little green frog swimming in the water. A little green frog doing what he ordered. He jumped right off the lily pad that the little duck bit, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little green frog swimming in the water. Glug, glug, glug. There's a little black bug floating on the water. A little black bug. Do
this kiss. Now there's nobody left sitting in the water.
Now you can write more sentences to describe the picture. Okay, children, we can use another sentence pattern. අපට පින්තූරයක් විස්තර කිරීමට තව වාක්‍ය රටාවක් භාවිතා කරන්න පුළුවනි. Now tell me, children, what actions are happening in the picture? දරුවනේ ඔබ දැන් අඳින ලද පින්තූරයේ කරමින් සිටින ක්‍රියාවන් මොනවාද?
Shining, sucking, watering, cleaning and playing. Shining, sucking, watering, cleaning and playing.
Okay, children. Normally we use present continuous tense to describe actions that are happening in a picture. දුවේ පුතේ වර්තමානයේ සිදු කරමින් තිබෙන ක්‍රියාවන් actions විස්තර කිරීම සඳහා present continuous tense යොදා ගන්නවා. මෙහි සිදු කරමින් යන අදහස දීමට ක්‍රියාපදයක ing හැඩය present participle form යොදා ගන්නවා. Children, please write down these verbs and add ing to them. READ, read. WRITE, write. EAT, eat. DANCE, dance. CLAP, clap. දුවේ පුතේ මම සඳහන් කළ ක්‍රියාපදවලට ing එකතු කළ විට read, reading, READING, write, writing, WRITE, writing, WRITING. Ransilu, you describe the actions correctly using the present continuous tense. Children, note down the structure of the present continuous tense. You can use a color pen to write and highlight the structure. දුවේ පුතේ present continuous tense වාක්‍ය රටාවේ ආකෘතිය පැහැදිලිව ලියාගන්න. Subject, 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 කර්තෘ, plus දන ලකුණ, is, am, are. Is, am, are. Plus, dana lakuna, verb ing. VE, RB, verb ing. Plus, dana lakuna, object. OB, J-E-C-T Object Karmaya Katru plus Is am a plus Kriyapadaye ing hadaya plus Karmaya. Let's listen to the actions happening in the picture. You can note down these examples. දුවේ පුතේ පින්තූරයේ සිදුවෙමින් තිබූ ක්‍රියාවන් වලට සවන් දෙමු. The sun is shining brightly in the sky. The sun is shining brightly in the sky. The THE sun SUN is IS shining 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 brightly 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 in IN the 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 sky. The sun is shining brightly in the sky. Surya ahase deeptimatva babalamin tibe. Butterflies are sucking nectar. BUTTER FLIES butterflies ARE sucking SUCKING nectar 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 සමනලුන් මල් පැණි උරමින් සිටිති. Dear children, my listeners, you also try to describe the other actions using present continuous tense. ත්වේ පුතේ, ඔබත් මේට සවන් දෙන අතරම පින්තූරය බලාගෙන එහි ඇති ක්‍රියාවන් විස්තර කිරීමට උත්සාහ කරන්න. රන්සිලෝ, try to describe the other actions that are happening in the picture.
Sister is watering the plants. Mother is cleaning the garden while brother is playing cricket. Sister is watering the plants. Mother is cleaning the garden while brother is playing cricket.
Children, listen to this song and get an idea about present continuous tense.
I'm sitting here in the boring room. It's just another rainy Sunday afternoon. I'm wasting my time, I got nothing to do. I'm hanging around, I'm waiting for you. But nothing ever happens, and I wonder. I'm driving around in my car. I'm driving too fast, I'm driving too far. I'd like to change my point of view. I feel so lonely, I'm waiting for you. But nothing ever happens, and I wonder. I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky. And all that I can see, just a yellow lemon tree. I'm turning my head up and down. I'm turning, 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 turning around. And all that I can see is just another lemon tree. Sing da 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 da.
sitting here, I miss the power. I'd like to go out, taking a shower, but there's a heavy cloud inside my head. I feel so tired, put myself into bed, where nothing ever happens, and I wonder. Isolation is not good for me. Isolation, I don't want to sit on the lemon tree, stepping around in the desert of joy. Maybe anyhow I'll get another toy and everything will happen. And you wonder, I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky, and all that I can see is just another lemon tree. Turning my head up and down, turning, 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 turning around, that all that I can see is just a yellow lemon tree. And I wonder, wonder, I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky, and all that I can see, and all that I can see, and all that I can see.
Okay, children, now Dulani teacher will continue the lesson.
Okay, children, so far you have learned two structures, there and present continuous tense to describe a picture. දයාබරදුවේ පුතේ ඔබ මේ වෙන විට පින්තූරයක ඇති දේවල් සතුන් සහ මිනිසුන් විස්තර කිරීමට යොදා ගන්නා වාක්‍ය රටාවන් දෙකක් ඉගෙනගෙන තියෙනවා. Let's pay attention to another important thing which we should consider when writing picture descriptions. අපි දැන් පින්තූරයක් විස්තර කිරීමේදී අවධානය යොමු කළ යුතු තවත් වැදගත් කරුණක් ඉගෙන ගනිමු. Let's listen to this description. Try to imagine. This is a picture of a children's park. It seems to be crowded, and also it seems to be dirty. There are many benches in the park. Dogs are running in the park. They seem to be searching food. There is a mudslide in the park. Some children are playing there. They seem to be happy. Listen to it again and see the way the description begins. This is a picture of a children's park. It seems to be crowded, and also it seems to be dirty. There are many benches in the park. Dogs are running in the park. They seem to be searching food. There is a mudslide in the park. Some children are playing there. They seem to be happy. Okay. The description begins like this. This is a picture of a children's park. පින්තූරයක් විස්තර කිරීමේදී පළමු ස්ථානයේ හැඳින්වීමට අපට මෙම වාක්‍ය රටාව යොදා ගන්න පුළුවන්. එමෙන්ම මෙම අර්ථයම දෙන තවත් වාක්‍ය රටා තිබෙනවා. අද අපි එක වාක්‍ය රටාවක් පමණක් ඉගෙන ගනිමු. When describing a picture, first we can describe the place using "This is a picture of." දැන් අපි මෙම වාක්‍ය රටාව යොදාගෙන ලියා ඇති වාක්‍ය කීපයක් උදාහරණයට ලියාගමු. Let's write some examples. If the picture is a playground, this is a picture of a playground. මෙය ක්‍රීඩා පිටියක පින්තූරයක්. This is a picture of a playground. This, THIS, is a picture, picture, of a playground, playground. Number 2, this is a picture of a school. This is a picture of a school. School, school. මෙය පාසලක පින්තූරයක්. Number 3. This is a picture of a rod. This is a picture of a rod. Rod, R-O-A-D. Meya paraka pinthurayak. Listen to them again, then you can complete the sentences. This is a picture of a playground. This is a picture of a school. This is a picture of a rod. Dayabara duwe putte sthanayak vistara kirimeedi emenma pudgalayange penuma vayasa saha manobhave vistara kirimeedi apata seem to be yana vakya ratawada yoda ganna puluwak. Enam apita penena aakaraya gana me aakarayen vistara karanna puluwak. Let's write down this and study it. Then mema vistare liya gamu. Pasu obata e adhyayane karanna puluwa. This is a picture of a rod. This, T-H-I-S, this is a picture, P-I-C-T-U-R-E, of a rod, R-O-A-D. It seems to be not crowded. It seems to be not crowded. It, I-T, seems, S-E-E-M-S, to be not, N-O-T, crowded, C-R-O-W-D-E-D. It seems to be not crowded. There is a bus halt. There is a bus halt. There, T-H-E-R-E, is a bus halt, B-U-S, bus halt, H-A-L-T. There is a man standing in the bus halt. There is a man standing in the bus halt. There is a man standing, S-T-A-N-D-I-N-G, in the bus halt. He seems to be old. He, H-E, seems, S-E-E-M-S, to be old. O-L-D, old. And also, he seems to be tired. And also, he seems to be tired. And, A-N-D, also, A-L-S-O, he seems to be tired. T-I-R-E-D, tired. Listen to it again and complete it. This is a picture of a rod. It seems to be not crowded. There is a bus halt. There is a man standing in the bus halt. He seems to be old. And also, he seems to be tired. Let's get an idea about seem to be. අපි seem to be third person singular. ඒ කියන්නේ ප්‍රථම පුරුෂ ඒකවචන කර්තෘන් එක්ක එනම් he, she, it යන කර්තෘන් සමග යෙදෙන විට seems to be ලෙස යොදා ගන්නවා. Seem කියන වචනය අගට seems. Seem කියන ක්‍රියාපදයකට s එකතු කරනවා. This is a picture of a rod. මේ මාර්ගයක පින්තූරයක්. It seems to be not crowded. පෙනෙන විදිහට මේ මාර්ගයේ සෙනක නැහැ. There is a bus halt. මෙම මාර්ගයේ බස් නැවතුමක් තියෙනවා. There is a man standing in the bus halt. මෙම බස් නැවතුමේ පුද්ගලයෙක් හිටගෙන ඉන්නවා. ඊළඟට මේ පුද්ගලයා ගැන විස්තරයක් තියෙනවා. He seems to be old. එයාගේ වයස ගැන කියවෙනවා. මේ පුද්ගලයා පේන විදිහට වයසක පුද්ගලයෙක්. And he seems to be tired. මෙම පුද්ගලයා පේනන විදිහට වෙහෙසට පත් වෙලා ඉන්නේ. මේ විදිහට මේ පුද්ගලයාගේ වයස, පෙනෙන ආකාරය අපිට seem to be කියන එකෙන් විස්තර කරන්න පුළුවන්. ඒ වගේම ස්ථානය ගැනත් යම්කිසි අදහසක් අපිට පේන විදිහ ගැන කියන්න පුළුවන් seem to be භාවිතා කරලා. Okay, my dear children and listeners, now try to describe another picture like this. Begin the description by describing the place using the structure this is a picture of. Then add more sentences using seem to be. Then ඔබ ලියාගත් විස්තරයට යොදාගෙන ඇති වාක්‍ය රටාවන් යොදා ගනිමින් පින්තූර විස්තර කිරීමට උත්සාහ කරන්න. දයාබර දරුදරයනි, දැන් මම ඔබට පුංචි අභියෝගයක් දෙනවා. සනුලි, ඔබටත් මේට සහභාගී වෙන්න පුළුවන්. අද ඉගෙනගත්ත වාක්‍ය රටාවන් යොදාගෙන ඔබේ 8 ශ්‍රේණිය පෙළ පොතේ පිටු අංක 62 ඇති පින්තූරේ විස්තර කරන්න. ඔබේ පෙළ පොතේ පිටු අංක 62 ඇති පින්තූරේ විස්තර කරන්න. Children, my listeners, you also turn to page 62 in your grade 8 pupils book and describe the picture. First, get an idea by listening to Sanuli.
This is a picture of a home garden. It seems to be big. There is a house and also there is a tree next to the house. There are three boys. They are playing cricket. They seem to be happy. There is a lady in the house. She seems to be mother of them.
Listen to it again.
This is a picture of a home garden. It seems to be big. There is a house. And also there is a tree next to the house. There are three boys. They are playing cricket. They seem to be happy. There is a lady in the house. She seems to be mother of them.
Thank you, Sanuli. Children and my listeners, you can describe the given picture on page 62 in grade 8 pupils book and send it to us via WhatsApp. And we'll announce the names of best descriptions. Okay, children, for a change, let's listen to a nice song. Now Sanuli is ready to sing a song about hometown, West Virginia. While listening, imagine the place.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is all there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Mountain mama, take me home, country road. All my memories gather round her, miner's lady, a stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my country road. Take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Mountain mama, take me home, country road. I hear her voice in the morning hour, she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. And driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Dear mama, take me home, country roads, country home, country roads.
Wow, it's really nice, Sanuli. Okay, children, my listeners, Now we have come to the last part of our lesson. Let's check whether you can describe a picture. Now I am giving you all two places to describe. Let's write down them first. Fair, polar, F-A-I-R. Beach, Muhundu Verala, B-E-A-C-H. You can either draw a picture of these places or download a picture from the internet. Obata mema sthana deka pola saha muhudu verala pinturaya antarjalayen laba ganimata ho oba daka athi paridi chithrayak anda vistara kirimata puluwan. And also I am going to give you a set of vocabulary related to each place. Use them and describe one of the places. Then send us via WhatsApp number note 71 126 9490. Apa obata mema sthana deka vistara kirimata avashya wacana laistuwak laba denawa. Ewa yodagena මෙම ස්ථාන දෙකෙන් එකක් විස්තර කර WhatsApp මාර්ගයෙන් අපට එවන්න. 0.71 126 94 90. Let's write down the necessary vocabulary. Fair, polar. Bias, B-U-Y. E-R-S, B-U-Y, E-R-S, bias. Miladi ganno. Sellers, S-E-L-L-E-R-S, sellers. Pelendo. Vegetables, V-E-G-E-T-A-B-L-E-S, vegetables, elavalu. Fruits, F-R-U-I-T-S, fruits, palaturu. Dry fish, D-R-Y, F-I-S-H, dry fish. Karavala. Beggars, B-E-G-G-A-R-S, beggars. Hinganno. Bargaining, B-A-R-G-A-I-N ing, bargaining, keval karamin sitinawa. Selling, 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 vikunomin sitinawa. Buying, buying, miladi ganimin. Shouting, sho U-T-I-N-G, shouting. Kagasamin, carrying. C-A-R-R-Y-I-N-G, carrying. Raganayamin, beach. Muhundu verala. Coconut trees, C-O C-O-N-U-T, coconut trees, T-R-E-E-S, polgas. Rocks, R-O-C-K-S, rocks, gull. Summer huts, SUMMER summer hearts, sand castles. SAND sand castles, CASTLES sand castles. Velimaliga seashells, SEASHELLS seashells. Muhudu bellan wading, WADING wading. Basking, BASKING basking. Avvatapimin playing, PLAYING playing. Krida karamin enjoying, ENJOYING enjoying. Vinodavemin making, MAKING making. Sadamin. My dear children and listeners, let's listen to this description. Ransilu will describe a picture of a fair. Get an idea about it. Then, Ransilu dwa idiripat karana vistara kirimata savan denna. Obata ada igenagat dewal gena navata adahasak laba ganna puluwani.
This is a picture of a fair. It seems to be noisy and crowded, and also it seems to be untidy. There are many stalls in the fair, and also there are vegetables and fruits, not only them but also there are dry fish meat in the stalls. The sellers are shouting and selling their goods while buyers are bargaining the price. The place seems to be busy.
Okay, children, my listeners, to mark the end of today's program, let's listen to today's thought. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. පියවර දහසක දිගු ගමනක් වුවද පටන් ගන්නේ තනි පියවරකිනි. පියවර දහසක දිගු ගමනක් වුවද පටන් ගන්නේ තනි පියවරකිනි. We hope to meet you again with another interesting lesson. Goodbye, my children and listeners.